Pretty sad song, huh? You bet. As I wrote those painful words, tears were streaming down both sides of my face, dripping off my chin and forming a pool of tragedy at my feet. No kidding. Composing that song was one of the toughest assignments of my whole career, but it was a job that had to be done. To be honest, I wasn't sure that I could go on. For all those years, Slim had been such an important part of my life. I just couldn't imagine that it had all come to an end. I mean, think about all the happy times we'd known. Feeding cattle together in the snow, sharing the same bed on cold winter nights, splitting mackerel sandwiches in the shade of the cottonwood tree. Actually, the mackerel sandwich brought back a few unpleasant memories since it had given me incredible indigestion. But you get the point. Slim and I had been as close as two peas in a pot, two toes in a foot, two feet in a boot, two boots on a porch, two porches on a house, two houses on a street. In me, he had found a loyal friend who didn't care that he was a nasty bachelor. And in him, I'd had, well, not much, it appeared, since he'd allowed our relationship to be destroyed over one measly incident in town. Okay, I had to accept a tiny share of the blame. If I'd eaten 2 donuts instead of 200, maybe things would have turned out differently. But still, well, it was over now. Years of friendship down the toilet of life. I would have to leave the ranch, of course, and become a homeless wanderer. But I was so distressed and broke up that I decided to postpone my departure until the following day. I spent a restless night on a bed of rags in a dark corner of the machine shed. The next morning, just as I was preparing to leave, I heard someone calling my name. Hank? Are you in there? Hank? It was Drover, of course, the last true friend I had in the world. That gives you some idea of how far I had fallen. I jacked myself up from the bed of rags and made my way to the big sliding doors. Sure enough, there he stood in morning's light, a simple, pea-brained little mutt who seemed delighted to see me. When I appeared, he started hopping around in circles. Oh, good. I'm so happy. I worried about you all night. I thought maybe you'd, well, run away or something. You sure looked sad when we got back from town. I slipped through the crack between the big sliding doors and stepped outside. Thanks, Drover. I'm touched by your concern, but you probably shouldn't waste your time worrying about me.
What do you mean?
It's obvious, isn't it? That incident in town pretty much sank my ship. It's all over between me and Slim. He stopped jumping around and stared at me.
You mean eating all those donuts?
Right. I don't know what came over me. If I'd eaten just a couple, it would have been no big deal. But was I satisfied with 2 or 3? Heck no, I tried to eat the whole load. It was one of the dumbest stunts I've ever pulled.
Yeah, but any dog would have done the same.
Drover, any dog wouldn't have done the same. You didn't. You sat there in the pickup and watched the whole thing, and you didn't get in trouble. You never get in trouble. I don't know how you do that, but it really burns me up.